Time for Check Sports. I'm Gary Lee. St. Louis Cardinals wrapped up their home series with the Arizona Diamondbacks yesterday. With more, here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals beat an old Cardinal, Jordan Montgomery, a 5-1 victory over the Diamondbacks, and the Cardinals won 2 out of 3.
Kyle Gibson picked up his second victory of the year. He was solid again going 6 innings. He only gave up 1 run, and that was in the first inning. The Cardinals were able to score late in the game, and their bullpen did the job again. And their bullpen meaning Romero, Kittredge, Ryan Helsley, they put up nothing but zeros.
And Gibson is 2-2 with the win, beating Arizona, and now it's on to New York. A day off today, and then the Mets over the weekend. But to get 2 out of 3 against Arizona could be a nice springboard.
Oh, no doubt about that. They're playing the Mets. Hopefully a couple more series victories on the road.
The Cardinals will be facing Jose Buto. Buto 0-0. Miles Michaelis 1-3 will start for the Cardinals. We're on the air tomorrow night, 5:15, 6 o'clock. Ricky will have the lineups, and I'll bring you the first pitch from Citi Field in New York around 6:10.
Catch all the Cardinals on KUKU and News Talk Radio KWPM. This summer, the Grizzlies will be hosting 2 summer basketball camps. June 17th through the 19th will be the Grizzlies summer basketball camp. It's open for boys and girls, 8th grade and down. Grizzly Elite Camp will be held June 20th and 21st for boys and girls in grades 7 through 12. For more information or to register, go to MSUWPGrizzlies.com/summer basketball camp. The Houston Municipal Golf Course is hosting a 2-person 18-hole scramble tournament on May 4th. Tee times of 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. Lunch will be provided at 11:30. All proceeds will be going towards the irrigation system at the golf course. Entry fee is $100 per team, and you can sign your team up at the Pro Shop or call the Houston Municipal Golf Course. MSU West Plains Grizzlies softball team played yesterday. With more, here's Harlan Hutchison.
Yesterday, Richmond Field, the MSU West Plains Grizzlies softball team played the Crowder Rough Riders for the third and fourth times in the last couple of days. And in the end, Crowder wins 3 of 4 yesterday in a doubleheader. Crowder wins game 1 by a final score of 7-2. The Rough Riders took a 1-0 lead in top of the first. Bottom of the first inning, Zoe Williams crushed a 2-run homer to make it 2-1 Grizzlies, but that was all the offense run-wise that they would get for the entire game. At one point in Game 1, Aubrey Saporito, the winning pitcher for Crowder, retired 11 straight, and the Grizzlies only had 5 hits in the game. The Crowder Rough Riders had 10 hits to score 7 runs to win Game 1 by a final of 7-2. In the nightcap, it was all Rough Riders. They took a 2-1 lead after 1 and went on for a 5-inning, 11-1 win. The Rough Riders scored 6 runs in the top of the 5th inning to blow the game open. Grizzlies held just 2 hits while committing 3 errors. The Rough Riders out-hit the Grizzlies 15-2 in that 11-1 win. So the loss drops the Grizzlies now to 35-17. The Rough Riders go to 39-19. And now it'll be seeding time for regionals, and we'll have that information going into the weekend. Yesterday, a tough day at Richmond Field, as Crowder beats MSU West Plains twice by scores of 7-2 and 11-1. At Richmond Field at the Hilburn Sports Complex in West Plains, I'm Harlan Hutchison.
The Willow Springs Men's Golf League will start up on Thursday, May 2nd, at the Thomas F. Bagno Municipal Golf Course. It's a 2-person, 9-hole scramble every Thursday. Now this first week, startup will be 5 p.m. That's Check Sports. I'm Gary Lee.